And we're back. The Skytrain remix, one of my favorites from the Commission set from Fairy Thing. Next up, we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive into one of your albums released in 2020. This is A Year Moonbound. Again, loving the album art.
Thanks. I made it on Canva.
So good.
Free Canva, too.
Yeah. All of these tracks are, you know, it's a fairly compact release, but it packs a punch, in my opinion. And
I think it technically counts as an EP because it is so short.
The rules, and this is more like CJSF music department kind of thing, but my rules that I set for myself are like 3 to 5 tracks is an EP, and then 6 to 10 tracks is generally an album.
So I'm toeing the line right now because this is 5 tracks.
Yeah. However, it really is based on what you label it as.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
That's those things. So tell us a little bit about like the production of this album.
Well, for starters, this was all produced on LMMS. So this was like, I think I actually say in the Bandcamp, yeah, I'm actually looking at it now, this was an experiment. I had no money, I barely knew what I was doing, and yeah, I end the first paragraph by saying, I'm proud of these now, but I've only started, and I can't wait to look back on these in embarrassment. And I kind of do now, but I'm also really glad that I made A Year Moonbound. This came out right before my 20th birthday, 8 days before my 20th birthday, actually. And I remember I was just, like, so nervy because this was the age of, like, not just the COVID pandemic, but TikTok. So I was watching all these, like, little teeny boppers get everything done and, like, be, like huge names, and I was just sitting here like, I am 19 and I have nothing going on. So what I decided to do was I was like, I'm just gonna make something before I'm 20 to just, so like in the Wikipedia page on me that does not exist, if it ever does exist, I don't know if I'll ever be like Wikipedia notable, who knows, but like it'll have to say years active 2020, and I'll have technically started being Fairy Thing as a teenager. So yeah, I don't know, it was just a whole, I guess it was kind of a fear of growing older and a fear of never really starting. I was literally just like, I need to like put something out there now while I'm like feeling driven enough to do it, or I never will. And the result was, yeah, just a bunch of like little tracks that I made in LMMS while I was teaching myself. And yeah, it's, I'm not really sure what genre it could be labeled as. I've kind of like warmed up to the post-chiptune label because it does like kind of like feel very philosophically chiptune. Yeah, it's tagged as chiptune-ish on Bandcamp.
Yeah, down in the bottom, we've got electronic bedroom pop Canada, chiptune-ish for sure, dreamy for sure. Lullaby post-chiptune, definitely. Soft and strange, I like that. Soft and strange would be a good tag for this. My personal favorite track, I love Rain and Springs.
That was mixed by my friend Tyler.
I really enjoyed that. Yes. That was such a good one. And then also Someone Else's Summer.
Yeah.
Underrated.
That's
underrated.
One that I always look back on and I'm like, what was I doing here? Because it's so reliant on like samples from like the most random like packs. I would have to like dig up the old file to like find what was going on there. It's just so wildly different from the rest of the track. I just chucked it in because I was like, it sounds kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play the entirety of this release for you. This is A Year Moonbound by Fairy Thing, and the tracks in order will be Heart Starter, Wonderland Picnic, Rain and Springs, Someone Else's Summer, and You Win For Now.
care. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You just heard the entirety of A Year Moonbound by Fairy Thing. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. I love hearing people's entire output across multiple years because it really gives a good picture of where people started and also kind of the things that influenced them and the aesthetics that got them going in production of music. So thanks for letting us play this, even you know, even if it is a truck down.
Okay.
I make cringe music. If you go back and listen to some of my old Autonomous Isthmus stuff here, I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? So we'll move on. We'll go a year later now. This is 2021, and now we've got Lost Lunar Levels. Tell us a little bit about that.
Lost Lunar Levels was kind of a next step for me. This was made shortly around when long after I upgraded to FL. I bought myself FL after releasing A Year Moonbound because I was like, you know what? That was painful. There are better DAWs out there. So yeah, Lost Lunar Levels, it's kind of just like a collection of both new things that I made on FL and then old things that I tried making on LMS and then exported to FL as stems so I could just like do more with them there. Yeah, it was just generally a foray into like me trying to take things a bit more seriously than just slapping a bunch of samples and synths together and being like, okay, this is good. I actually tried mixing and stuff.
Ooh la la.
I never figured out how to do that on LMMS. So yeah, that's part of why I cringe at A Year Moonbound. I literally had no idea what I was doing. And for Lost Lunar Levels, I had slightly more of an idea as to what I was doing. So yeah, there are a couple things on here that were made in LMS and then brought out. There are a couple things here that were made freshly in FL. There's one thing here that features my voice, but I used to sing very, very differently back then. So it's, I don't even recognize myself in there. I don't know. It was like this kind of little high falsetto thing that I did. I don't know why. Whenever I try to play that song live, I have to like modulate it now. Yeah, overall, it was just like, it was kind of like if A Year Moonbound was me crawling around, this was kind of like me like walking the way that babies walk, you know? Like I'm kind of just like teetering a little bit, maybe grabbing onto a couch cushion for support, but I was on my feet.
Yeah, you're up. You're
moving. I used a like $70 blue snowball microphone. Woo. Yeah, look at me with the, yeah. A Year Moonbound had a budget of $0.
Nice.
And then Lost Lunar Levels over here, I paid like, I don't know, $250 or whatever it was. Woo. For the producer version.
Big bucks.
Yeah, big bucks for the producer version of FL, and then $70 for my blue snowball mic. So yeah, now we're at like a $300 album as opposed to a $0 album.
Damn.
And I also had my friend and bandmate Ambient.
That's another one I was going to point out. This is, now I don't want to speak, but I think this is one of the first times you have a feature of
yes.
someone else. Yeah. So who is Ambient? And
Ambient
with a Y.
They are my bandmate.
Beautiful.
And friend, and one of the first like musician people that I met in like the online electronic art scene, which I kind of hop in and out of. I think we met through this online collective called Art by Form.
Mm.
Yeah, really nice group of people. They do these really cool, really exciting charity events, whether it's like album releases. They did a zine a while ago. They do a lot of stuff, and it's all really cool. But yeah, I met Ambient pretty early on in my shenanigans as Fairy Thing, and we've just featured on each other's work a lot, and like I said, we're also bandmates in the band Webpage 505, which we'll talk about later.
Absolutely. Stay tuned for that. Now we will take you through, again, the entirety of Lost Lunar Levels and the track listing for those of you who are interested. We have Mossy Thoughts Over Lovely Bones. Excuse me, Mossy Thoughts Over Lonely Bones. I Went Outside and My Heart Sang. Someone Else's Carnival featuring Ambient. Rainy Day at the Haunted Arcade, and finally, Gazebo, Hold My Hand. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and this is Vancouver FM featuring Fairy Thing.